Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Fast Forward Mindset Motivational Podcast. And just in case you didn't know, I'm your host, Coach James. On my podcast, I will give you the recipe to a brand new you by intentionally rewiring the way you think. And the way you think is everything. Good morning. Happy Mindset Change Monday. Hope everybody's doing great. So y'all, I had a very, very slow, sluggish start to this morning. My sister came in town, her and her husband and the kids. And so we planned a family day. And so we all hung out yesterday pretty late. And I kept watching the clock and I was like, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. I was getting close because I'm a guy who goes to bed pretty early. Like 8:30, 9 o'clock early through the week, pretty much. And so because I go to bed so early, you know that once you form that pattern, it's kind of hard to get out of it. So at a certain time, your body starts shutting down. But anyway, so I had a sluggish start to this morning. And I told myself, no matter what, I'm getting up and I'm doing the podcast. I'm not going to let nothing stop me from doing the podcast, because my promise to all you, is that on Mondays and Friday, I'm going to deliver you a dope-ass podcast, right? And I might throw one in between, maybe like a Saturday, a Sunday. I might throw one in there someday for you all. But Fridays and Mondays is my thing. And so that's a perfect segue into today's topic. Taking ownership. And so because I've made a commitment to all my listeners that I'm going to do a podcast on Mondays and Fridays, no matter what happened, I've got to take ownership and I've got to record the podcast and drop it all so you can have something for your ears to listen to, right? Or you're going to start giving Coach James bad reviews. Coach James wasn't consistent. Coach James didn't drop the podcast. Coach James was sleeping. Coach James ain't my coach. So anyways, though, like I said, y'all, today's episode is about taking ownership. And if you did not catch Friday's Flex Your Mind Muscle Friday podcast episode, it's called The World Doesn't Write Your Story. Go check that out. That was a very great podcast because it talks about you writing your own story and how do you do that and not allow the world to write your story. But anyways, take ownership of your own slew that you create. You know, y'all, a lot of people in this world go through different things. They experience different things. My experience may be different from your experience. My lifestyle may be different from your lifestyle. But at the end of the day, no matter how different our lifestyles are, at some point, we have to take ownership for the environment that we create. There's a lot of finger pointing. And I hear people say this all the time. And when my clients come to me, the first thing they say is that it's this person's fault that I'm this way. And I tell them, repeat that again out loud, but say it slow. I have them do that 3 times. And on the 3rd time, they're so enamored by the fact that they realize what they're saying, they don't even want to say it. They're like, oh gosh, Coach James has got me. I don't want to say it's somebody else's fault, right? And my coaching is not the fact to make you feel like I'm criticizing you. It's to hear how you're thinking through the words that's coming out of your mouth out loud. And that's what this podcast is all about. About changing the way you think, right? And if you change the way you think, you start thinking a lot clearly, a lot clearer. You start seeing things a lot clearer. But I digress a little bit. Take ownership for the environment you create. Take ownership for your attitude. Take ownership for the decisions you make. And take ownership for your lifestyle. You can't blame someone because you're living a paycheck to paycheck lifestyle. You can't blame someone because you made a bad relationship decision. You can't blame someone because you have a horrible personality. You can't blame someone because the way you think is not healthy. You have to take ownership for the environment you create. You taking ownership is going to change your life for the better. So, y'all, when I was 21, I found out who I thought was my dad was not my dad. And my parents didn't tell me, someone else told me. It dropped me to my knees for 10 years. And I realized I could do two things. I could continue to wallow in my pain, create a negative, vengeful, alcohol, marijuana-raged environment, or I can create an environment of happiness, love, peace, joy. But it took me 10 years to get to that part. And that's the environment I created. I am no longer going to point the finger at someone else and say it's their fault. Because in reality, what happened to me, happened to me. But it is not a reason for me to blame someone else and say, because you did this to me, I feel this way, I feel betrayed, so I'm going to do this in my life. Did you hear what I just said? You saying, you did this to me, I'm going to do this in my life. It's your life. Stop deflecting. You're deflecting when you do that and you blame someone else and say it's their fault. That's deflecting, whether you want to realize it or not. Stop pointing the fingers at people and blaming them, even though someone might have took advantage of your body. Maybe someone did betray you. Maybe there was an abandonment issue, right? They abandoned your mind. They abandoned your body, right? But, and I think I say that backwards. They abandoned your body, not your mind. I was in this leadership course. Chris the Motivator was my coach, and he's great. And if you guys don't know who he is, go to Instagram and type in Chris the Motivator. He talks about how growing up as a kid, he was molested. And he says that I got to a point in my life where I realized they didn't molest my mind, they molested my body. And so basically he was saying, yeah, you took advantage of my body, but my mind is my mind. I control my mind. You didn't take that from me. You violated my body. And I love that so much. And what I realized he did is he stopped shifting the blame and saying, because this person did this to me, I live this lifestyle. Right? Stop deflecting. Stop shifting the blame. So in order for you to take ownership, there's a few things you got to do. And I just called out. Number one, stop deflecting. Stop shifting the blame. Remove "it's their fault" out of your vocabulary. You can no longer use that in your vocabulary no more. So scratch it away today. It's done. That's not in your vocabulary anymore. Find another word, other words, but do not use "it's their fault" anymore. Nothing is anyone's fault. It's your fault. Now, I say this, and I'm not being critical of you all, because some of you have been through some traumatic childhood experiences. I get it. Abandonment, betrayal, taken advantage of, left alone. You didn't feel loved by parents. You didn't feel loved by your family. You didn't have nobody to lean on. I get it, y'all. I'm sure that some of the mud is thick for y'all. I get it. I do. But at some point, you've got to stop making excuses for yourself. You've got to stop. Because the longer you make excuses, the longer you put off enjoying life. Life is short. Life is made to be enjoyed. Life is not made to be stressed up somewhere, stressed out. Life is not made to be angry every day for no reason. I'm drinking my tea, y'all. So, and y'all that have been listening to me, I got this thing that I say. You have option A, or you got option B. Option A is love, peace, joy, and happiness. Option B is drama, chaos, fear, anxiety, and possibly suicide or suicidal thoughts. So you got option A or you got option B. And let me just say this. You can't play in between. You can't be joyful and lovable and want peace one day, and the next day you all about chaos and drama. It doesn't work that way. When I worked at a job way back in the day, I got promoted to manager. And I had told another manager that was a senior manager, she had been managing for years. And I was like, what's going on? Why is my team giving me so many issues? She said, this is the deal. She goes, James, you're a nice individual. You're a respectable young man. She goes, I love you with all my heart. And you are handsome. She did throw that in there. You are handsome. But she said, you need to make up your mind. Either you're nice or you're going to be mean. She says, because you can't have it both ways. Either you're nice or you're mean. She goes, when you juggle between the two, one day you're nice and the next day you're mean, you throw mixed signals to your team. And then they start wondering, which James are we going to see today? The nice James or the mean James? She goes, you put them all on their heels when they see you walking in the building. She goes, stop it. Either you're nice or you're mean. That goes along with my little mantra I just called out. Either you got option A or you got option B. And the right option for you is option A. Peace, joy, love, happiness. And if you choose option B, you probably need a lot of coaching. Hit me up. So the question is how do we heal from deflecting? How do we heal from shifting the blame? How do we take it's their fault out of our vocabulary? How do we stop making excuses for ourselves? Because that's the question here, right? That's the question. First of all, you got to acknowledge the issue. What is the issue? And let me be real clear when I say this. And I want you to stop for a minute as I say this and pause. Because this is important. This is the key to your brand new lifestyle. And I need you to take it serious. Acknowledge the issue. Are you the issue or is someone else the issue? Usually, you're the issue. You have to acknowledge that you are the issue. No matter what you went through. You want to heal? Acknowledge you're the issue. Acknowledge you're carrying around harbored feelings. Acknowledge you've been angry. Acknowledge you're not approachable. Acknowledge that you've made some bad decisions. Acknowledge that you've created a horrible environment. Acknowledge those things. Once you acknowledge them, feel the pain. Let it hurt. I heard this mantra. It says that if you numb the pain, you numb the joy. My experience that I had when I found out who I thought was my father was not my father. I walked around 10 years numb. I mean, I didn't feel nothing. And when I say I had zero emotions, I had zero feelings. Zero. I tell y'all, I had met some nice women. I had met some nice friends. And because I numb the pain, they were trying to show me and demonstrate that they love me. I never seen it. My wife I'm with now, we've been together for 15 plus years. We've been married for 10 years almost, I want to say now, maybe 11 or 12. I'm way off, y'all. Don't tell her. But I started to acknowledge the pain. And I said, you know what? I'm going to trust my emotions this time. And if this woman really loves me, I'm going to let her love me the way she loves. Not the way I need her to love me. Let me make sure y'all understand that. I'm not going to tell her to love me the way I need her to love me. for her to love me the way she loves, because people love you the way they love you. They can never meet the mark to love you how you want to be loved. Now, can they meet your love language? Yes. But you got to understand, you trying to have someone love you the way you want them to love you is control. Let them love you the way they love. But back to what I was saying, feel the pain. It's going to hurt. And you've probably been feeling it for 10 years already. But feel the pain. Because once you feel the pain, and the pain starts to go away, you start to feel the joy. You start to be able to smile. See the sun. Hear the birds. See the clouds. See the beautiful world that you live in. See the beautiful environment that you created. You gotta feel the pain first. Right? And if you're over the pain, all you gotta do is put your head up and smile. That's one less thing off your list you gotta do. Number three, stop looking back. You've already moved on from that issue. Let me tell y'all what I experienced in my life. You could be over something, feeling good about it, but people are gonna bring it right back to you. Do you remember when you was like this? Do you remember when you did that? Do you remember you used to act this way? Do you remember what happened to you when you was 21? People always bring back to you your past life. But because they bring it back, doesn't mean you gotta look back. Just keep driving forward. Just keep driving grandma's old 78 Buick LeSabre. Don't look in the rearview mirror, because there ain't nothing behind you. You're going forward at 90 miles an hour. Practice self-love, y'all. That's the last piece to this puzzle. Practice self-love. When you love yourself, you will want to heal. When you love yourself, you will create a better environment. When you love yourself, you start making better decisions. When you love yourself, your lifestyle will become something that you love. So how do you heal? Acknowledge the issue. Feel the pain. Stop looking back. Practice self-love. Your mindset always creates your reality. So if you're a person who thinks negative, your reality, your lifestyle is going to be negative. If you're a person who's fueled on getting high and drunk every day, your reality is going to be on getting high and getting drunk. And when you can't, you're going to be a hellraiser. You're going to be a hellraiser because you can't get your fix. What's that Tupac song, Mama Raised a Hellraiser? Yeah, that's going to be you. And that probably is you right now. But you can always change. Doesn't matter. Ephesians 4:23 out of the Bible says, be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh and spiritual attitude. Renewing of your mind is you taking ownership and creating a positive environment and dictating a spiritual attitude. That's your life. You ask me how to heal, that's how you heal. Now, is it going to be easy? No. Is it going to be painful? Yeah. But get through the pain so you can get to the joy. Right? Your swimming through peanut butter days is over. It's time to swim through water. Hey, y'all. Thank y'all for listening to Mindset Change Mondays episode. Hey, y'all. I'm really starting to love this podcast because my listeners are hitting me up. They're leaving comments. They're sending me emails. By the way, my email address is jewatki1@gmail.com. It's always in the body of the podcast description. So if you ever want to go find it, it's there. I got my 30-minute consultation for $50. If you want to link up with me, let me know. Send me an email and I'll send you a time and date we can link up. And then I have you just cash out me the $50. Subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you like it. Make sure you follow it. If you do all those things, when a new episode drops, you will get an alert saying, hey, Coach James just dropped a podcast episode. Go check it out. All right. Hey, y'all, I'm not hard to find. I'm on IG all day, every day as James Watkins at 40 and Fit Life Coach. And if you're struggling this morning with thoughts of suicide, thoughts of hurting yourself or someone else, don't hesitate. Call 988, which is a suicide prevention hotline. And as I always say, y'all, practice daily mindset rehabilitation. And that's what the system are, y'all. Peace!